The Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament, Alhaji Rashid Pelpo, says there's a need to take a second look at some provisions in the Transitional Act recently passed by Parliament. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Alhaji Pelpo said these are issues regarding the election of a speaker.
That is true. I think I see with his opinion. The speaker is going to superintend over a new parliament, and a new parliament will have to be with a new speaker. So you can't elect, you can't get that parliament to elect a speaker for an oncoming members of parliament or an oncoming parliament, which will have nothing to do with the previous parliament. You know, so I think that there's a problem there, and we will have to think about it and resolve it. The other problem which is envisaged, and which might be the reason they are proposing to do what we have now, is that when the House, four members of parliament are sworn in, members of parliament are sworn in without a speaker, and then they then go in to elect a speaker. So the question then is, who superintends over members of parliament when they are sworn in? Is it a speaker? Is who? And normally it's a Supreme Court judge who does it, and so there's a void. How come a Supreme Court judge superintends over the legislature, which is a separate arm of government? So I'm sure they want to eliminate the issue about a Supreme Court judge swearing in members of parliament and then holding parliament, taking charge of parliament before new speaker is elected. So the idea is now to elect a speaker, swear in the members by the speaker, and then the speaker takes control. You know, that could be the reason. But I suppose that we have to find a way around it and get members of parliament sworn in by a speaker, so we don't have this situation that we have now.
Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament, Alhaji Rashid Pelpo.
Still on Parliament, Alhaji Rashid Pelpo refuted suggestions by the minority that the constitutional instrument CI-73 was not properly laid before Parliament. Speaking to Radio Ghana, he said there was no violation of the standing orders of Parliament, arguing that though there's a pending case in court concerning the creation of the new constituencies, Parliament is not going to make any comment on the issue.
Not at all. The issue was not about whether it was properly done or not. It was about a procedural defect. The reason is that our standing orders have said that before a paper is laid, the paper was properly laid. There was no problem with the laying. There was an initial objection by one member of the opposition, supported by several other members of the minority, that because the issue was pending in the court of law, the paper could not be laid. That argument was flatly defeated because there was nothing prejudiced the outcome of a case in court if a paper was laid. Laying of a paper simply means that the speaker would recognize the paper as being brought to parliament and in possession of parliament for parliament to do business with it. So when the paper was laid, there was no debate on it, especially CIs, that constitutional instruments, and LIs, legislative instruments. When they are laid, normally we don't have debates on them. You don't even change the wording of the legislation. You simply allow it to have a lapse of 21 days and it becomes a law. So there's no argument about it. There's no debate on it. You don't have a manifest debate on the issues that are raised in the LI or the CI. So when the issue was raised, it was defeated because by laying it, prejudiced the outcome of any court decision. Now, the next issue that was raised, which was yesterday, was that once the paper was laid, the idea was for the paper to be distributed to all members of parliament. And once again, the two arguments arose. One from the minority says that our standing orders, Order 74, says that any time papers are to be laid, first of all, enough or sufficient copies are to be made available for all members. And if they are made available for all members, they will be distributed to all members once the paper was laid. But before the paper is laid, there should be evidence that there are enough papers for everybody and cleared by the clerk. So they said that with that CI, there were no enough papers available. The CI was not enough to be distributed to members, and that they didn't cite it. So they argued that we're violating our own standing orders by citing Article 74. Now, the majority side, we cited Article 77 and informed them that there was no violation of the standing order. In Article 77, PIs, papers of that nature, are normally laid, published in the Gazette before they are distributed. So CIs did not fall within the categories of LIs. And so we used that other argument. We had to convince them that we could stay for one more day to distribute the papers. And the speaker directed that papers, the papers must be made available to everybody. So those were the initial objections that the paper, the laying of the paper brought about in the House.
So I'm sure that by today the papers will have been, enough copies will be made for all the members.
Yes, right now as we are saying, there are pigeonholes are filled with those papers. You know, when we are talking about a paper, it's not just a single two-page paper, or it's a paper that, imagine each of the constituencies that were created will have a number of papers which are attached together. So you have about like 200 or 300 page paper. So for 230 members, less those who pass away, you know, 228 members, each of them to be given a paper of 200 pages. It's such a huge document, over 200 pages. You know, it's a big document. So that's the reason, you know, work is slow on printing it out. But at the moment, yes, I've just been informed this morning that the papers are ready. They have been distributed in the pigeonholes of members, and so the problem will be solved.
Deputy Majority Leader and MP for West Central, Rashid Telpo. Yesterday, at the PSC sitting, former Attorney General Mrs. Betty Mould Idrisu demanded that MP for Nkrumah-Mpunia, Isaac Isiama, recuse himself for allegedly making some prejudicial comments. But the MP for West Central Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament, Alhaji Rashid Telpo, has defended the stance taken by the former Attorney General, Mrs. Betty Mould Idrisu, when she appeared before the Public Accounts Committee yesterday. Alhaji Telpo said once the MP for Nkrumah-Mpunia had made prejudicial comments about Mrs. Mould Idrisu, he has compromised his neutrality, and the logical thing is for him to voluntarily step aside. Alhaji Pelpo spoke with Bubu Klinogo.
Well, she was raising very legitimate issues. Mrs. Idrisu was raising very, very legitimate issues. PSC is not a court of law, and you cannot pronounce somebody guilty before he or she is tried in court. There were some pronouncements by the honorable member which were compromising in the effect that would give the impression to the listening public that Mrs. Betty Mould Idrisu was guilty of some crime or some act or commission. Now, but if we examine what is going on now, it couldn't be, because we are just a fact-finding entity. The PSC is a fact-finding entity seeking to find out exactly what happened in expending government public money. And so if we find something, then we make recommendations. Now, you have not found anything. You have not made any prosecution, and then you make a pronouncement to suggest that somebody is guilty. So if you have that set of mind, then there's no business sitting and examining somebody else, because the impression then would have been created that you are pinning the person down to a set of mind you already have. In other words, the impression would then be that the issues are being politicized. But we are not supposed to have political colors in the Public Accounts Committee. And so Betty Idrisu's position was very clear. If that is the case, own up and step aside if you are already prejudiced, so we can have a more objective, a more directly conscious argument that will not be subject to misinterpretation and prejudice. I think this was the position she took.
But then
it was logical.
Yeah, it was logical, but the chairman thought it wasn't properly done, and that there was no way he was going to ask Mr. Honorable Asiema to step aside.
That I believe is because there is no precedent to it, meaning that there is no such thing had happened before for you to see as a precedent, and he was afraid to take an action which he would be unsure whether it is right or wrong, and so he had to talk about, you know, the Supreme Court. He had to go there for interpretation to be made and all that. It was more of the fear of making mistakes than doing the right. So I suppose that he couldn't have done otherwise, given the situation that we don't have any precedent to it, and he couldn't immediately know what to do. He had to resort to the Supreme, seeking guidance from the Supreme Court in interpreting the law that set up the Constitution of Ghana, upon which we also have the PSC and the other orders of Parliament.
All right, so in instances like this, what are the options left for witnesses, especially that people on the floor of Parliament on?
You raise objections, and you have the option to say that you will not sit at the committee unless the committee can assure you that they don't have, you know, you are not prejudiced, they are not prejudiced, and that if they have made any compromising statements, that would have given the impression that they have a set of mind that is contrary to the expected objective standard. The idea is to say, look, I'm not going to subscribe to that, and if you can remove that subjectivity, then I won't sit for you to examine me, and they'll be within their right to do so.
Alhaji Rashid Pelpo is the MP for Wa Central and Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament.